Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon, everyone. Today is Tuesday, March 17th. The year is 2015, and it's St. Patty's Day. I'm wearing green, and I have a pot of corned beef and cabbage ready for dinner. I have a special edition of Laura Gall's Financial Fitness Boot Camp happening for you today on Blog Talk Radio. My call-in number, as always, is 1-714-242-5273. Today, I have with us entrepreneur Ms. Andrea Zank. I first met Ms. Zank at my Chesapeake Small Biz Networking event held in Chesapeake, Virginia at Shoney's on Battlefield Boulevard. We meet there every first Friday at 8:15 a.m. Ms. Zank is the owner, manager of five Liberty Tax offices here in Chesapeake, Virginia. And we know January 1st through April 15th is definitely tax time in America. Liberty Tax is a United States-based tax preparation service that specializes in preparing tax returns for individuals and small businesses. It is the third largest tax preparation company in America. Ms. Andrea Zank lives by the Liberty Tax motto, changing lives while providing the opportunity for people to become business owners while encouraging community involvement as well as providing rewarding employment opportunities for members of the community. Hello, Ms. Andrea Zank.
Hello.
How are you doing? I'm fine.
I'm so good. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for being here. How are you on this St. Patty's Day afternoon?
I'm great. It's beautiful outside, 80 degrees. The sun is shining. Couldn't ask for a better day.
That's right. That's right. Ms. Zank, would you please tell us a little bit about yourself and your family?
Sure. I'm originally from Wisconsin, but I've been here in the Chesapeake, Virginia area since 1997, so I'm as good as native. I live here. I work here. I graduated from Old Dominion University not too long ago with a Master of Science in Accounting. In 2013, I purchased my first Liberty Tax office, and last year I added four more. So it's been quite a year. It's exciting. I've got two sons, teenage boys. They go to school in Virginia Beach. They're great. Life is good. I feel pretty blessed.
I hear you. I hear you. Looks like you go through an ongoing cycle of family, education, entrepreneurship, manager, operations, officer, more education, and family. You definitely have an extensive background and a lot of responsibility. How do you handle it all?
Well, I like to stay busy. I work best under pressure, so keeping my plate full keeps me operating, you know, at top notch. My boys, like I said, they're teenagers now, so they don't need quite as much hand-holding as they used to. My dad lives with me, and he's a huge help. He's always available to pitch in, whether it's getting the boys where they need to be or whether it's something I need help with at my offices. And so I have a really great support system. I have amazing staff. Without them, there's no way I could do what I do. So it's a team effort for sure.
Wow, I took a look at the Liberty Tax website today. You all really have a lot to offer your customers. Let me just say this again. Liberty Tax specializes in tax return preparation for individuals and small businesses. Ms. Zank, would you please tell us what makes Liberty Tax different from other tax services out there?
Oh, where to start? I want our clients to feel like family. So we offer free beverages, coffee, tea, soda, juice, free snacks. We love kids. We want our customers to bring their kids, unlike some of our competitors who'd rather you leave your kids at home. So we have kids' corners in all of our offices. We have games, movies. Some of my offices have chalkboard walls. Some of my offices have dry erase markers so the kids can write on the windows while they're waiting. We don't upsell our clients. We're here year-round. We don't charge for copies of tax returns. We're active in our communities. I mean, the list goes on and on.
I believe that. At Liberty Tax, you use people dressed in the Statue of Liberty costume, and that's a unique way of advertising. Please tell me, why do you use that type of advertising?
Well, we call it guerrilla marketing. It's street-level marketing. It's face-to-face. We are in our communities. We're speaking with our neighbors. So rather than using just a blanket TV ad that, you know, half the people fast forward through anyway, we choose to be in everybody's faces. We like to meet the people that are in our communities. We like to meet our neighbors. We like to talk. We like to have parties. We like to get to know our neighboring businesses. And so Liberty, you know, we focus on that face-to-face street-level marketing.
Okay, I'm sure many people who are shopping around for a professional tax preparer want to know what they can expect to pay for their service. How does that work with Liberty Tax?
It's a forms-based fee. So a basic tax return starts out at about $150, and that's for federal and state. And then the price goes up from there. So the more forms, the more complicated the tax return, the higher the fee. And that keeps the price, you know, rather than just charging a flat fee for everybody, it keeps the people with a simpler tax situation paying a lower fee, and the people with more complex tax situations, you know, ones that require that we look up IRS regs and, you know, get really into the nitty-gritty, those people pay a little bit higher fee. So it's forms-based. We have free estimates, and so when people are in doubt, we just invite them to come into our office, enjoy our free refreshments, and we'll put everything in, we'll go over their tax situation, we'll talk about the fee, and then there's no obligation. If at that time they decide they don't want to file with us for whatever reason, they're free to take their forms and go. So it's no obligation, free estimate.
Oh, okay, so they are free estimates. So you're saying that your tax fee is form, F-O-R-M, based, and
right.
Basically starts out at $150?
Right.
Is that what you said? Oh,
yes,
okay,
ma'am.
That's it. Now, this week, I think you have a special going on here in Chesapeake, or is that in all Liberty Tax offices? Is it free taxes for senior citizens, or what do you have going?
We have free tax returns for seniors, and it's a Liberty-wide thing, but each franchisee can choose to opt in or opt out. I opt in. And so during this week through Saturday, new customers to Liberty Tax who are senior citizens get a free tax return. At my offices, we take it a step further, and if it's their second year with Liberty Tax, we give them 50% off. And if it's their third or later year with Liberty Tax, I give them 30% off during this week. So at my offices, the discounts go not only to new customers, but also to our repeat customers, because we really appreciate them coming back year after year. So we want to recognize them as well. And then next week, we have a similar set up, but for people who are volunteers or work for nonprofits. So again, it's free for your first year, 50% off for your second year, 30% off for third or subsequent years. We are also offering $99 tax returns for new customers at two of our locations starting this weekend, which is it's pretty exciting. And I don't put a cap on that. No matter how complicated the tax return, it'll be $99 during that weekend. So it's pretty great.
Okay, Andrea, as you know, this is a question-answer interview, so I have a few more questions for you.
Okay.
First of all, how can someone contact you or your specific franchises? Do you want to give me some addresses or telephone numbers?
Yeah, that'd be great. So like you said, all of my offices are in Chesapeake, and in fact, three of them are on Battlefield Boulevard within about a three-mile stretch of each other. So my flagship, you know, my main office is 1020 Battlefield Boulevard North in Chesapeake. It's across from Bobby's Barbecue in the Sherwin-Williams Shopping Center, and that phone number is 757-312-9955. Then we have a brand-new location that opened just across the street from Chesapeake Regional Medical Center. The address is 681 Battlefield Boulevard North, and that number is 757-420-1539. Then going the other direction, we have the location at the corner of Battlefield and Campostella in the Race Coast Gas Station Shopping Center, and that phone number is 757-543-9700. And then we leave Battlefield Boulevard and head into the Great Bridge area, where we have a store on Grassfield Parkway in the Walmart Shopping Center. And that office number is 757-389-5479. And then our final location is just a seasonal kiosk, so it'll close after tax season, but it's located in the Hillcrest Parkway Walmart in Great Bridge. And that, we just direct people to call the Grassfield location. So, again, that number is 757-389-5479. Got a whole bunch of them.
That's excellent, excellent. And I'll tell you one thing, Liberty Tax Service is accessible in Chesapeake, Virginia. As a matter of fact, when I ride around Chesapeake, I see your locations, two or three of them, no matter where I'm going. I saw that young man yesterday waving at the location across from Chesapeake Regional. Let me ask you this, Andrea, now that you've mentioned your price scale, the fact that you're available, your offices are available, and all of the services and the homegrown feeling your customers will get when they come to get their tax returns done. Tell me this, what do customers need to bring to the office when they come in to get their taxes prepared?
We get that question a lot. Of course, they need to bring in any W-2s, any 1099s that they've received. If customers receive Social Security, they'll get an SSA 1099, so they need to bring that in. If you pay mortgage interest, you'll get a statement in the mail, bring that in. If you pay student loan interest, you'll get a statement in the mail, you bring that. It's also helpful if customers, especially if they're new to Liberty, will bring their prior year tax return. Sometimes if they itemize, there's information from the prior return we need to have. But even if they don't itemize, every once in a while, there are things that we like to look back on just to make sure things are consistent from year to year. So generally, any tax form that you get, even if you're not sure if you need it, it's best bring it in. If you have dependents, of course, you'll need to know their dates of birth, Social Security numbers. Certain taxpayers, especially if it's an earned income credit situation, may need to provide proof that the dependent actually lives in their home. So, for example, for the children, it could be a medical record or a school record, but just something that shows that that dependent lives with the taxpayer. So things like that. I would say it's better to bring too much than not enough.
Okay. Now, do they necessarily have to come into your office, or can they file online with Liberty Tax?
They can file online with Liberty Tax. Liberty has several online online programs, one of which is free. And if you go to libertytax.com, you can get links to those programs. We do the advantage of filing with Liberty's online products is then you still have access to some support. You still have access to people if you have questions. You don't necessarily get that with some of the other online products that are out there. So, you know, we're always happy to have people in the Liberty family, whether it's at a brick-and-mortar store or through one of our online DIY products. You really can't lose.
Okay, now what are some of the tax breaks that the general public overlooks or that your customers tend to overlook?
I would say the most commonly overlooked deductions are education credits. Some people, I'm always surprised at the number of people who come in and they were in college and don't realize that they should get a tax form or that they get credit for tuition paid, even if that tuition was paid with student loans. So a lot of times they don't realize that they're going to get any kind of tax break in those situations. So we find that a lot of people don't know about that. And then there are things that you can deduct when you itemize that a lot of people don't realize you can. And it could be as simple as, you know, your tax prep fees from last year, that's a tax deduction this year. And so I would say things when you itemize and the education credits are probably the two most overlooked areas.
Okay, now let me ask you this. Everyone's out to get the highest refund or that they can get. I mean, I guess you must answer that question a lot, or all of your employees answer that question, your tax preparers. How does Liberty Tax ensure their clients that they'll be getting the highest refund possible?
Well, first and foremost is training our tax preparers. Every season, we're always going to have tax preparers who are new or who are in their first year preparing taxes, but then we always have more senior staff members. And so when we're setting up an appointment for a customer, we kind of do a little pre-interview to figure out the complexity of their tax situation so we match them up with the right level of tax repair. Beyond that, we also look through tax regs. So even if somebody comes in with what appears to be a simple tax situation, I've trained my preparers to ask additional questions, even if they don't first appear to apply, because we can sometimes uncover deductions the customers didn't realize they were entitled to, and that's, you know, that's why we're there, right? So
that's right.
Beyond that, yeah, and then we double-check every single return. We manually review every return before it's sent to the IRS. So no matter what level of tax preparer you're with, whether it's a first year or somebody who's been with Liberty Tax for 13 years, there's always going to be a second set of eyes that take a look at that tax return to make sure we haven't missed anything. And then once it's been reviewed and everything's, you know, I's are dotted and T's are crossed, then it goes to the IRS. So there's a number of ways that we make sure we've caught every possible deduction. And then if there's questions beyond all that, we have a wealth of tax experts at our disposal. That's one of the benefits to being a Liberty Tax franchisee is I have tax support. So whenever I'm in doubt or if I think maybe I've missed something, I send an issue into tax support and they can guide me to the right IRS publication or whatever it may be, piece of legislation or a case study that might help support my position with a tax. That whole package put together means that our customers walk out with the best possible refund.
Okay, so now, Andrea, in the past, I know for a fact when people had to do their manual filing, you do your tax preparation either at home or with a tax preparer, and then you would mail it in and wait 6 to 8 weeks to get your return. But today, with all of these, I guess they call them online or tax preparation software, with all the new tax preparation software, people want to get their refund quick. They want it fast. They want it now. What do you do about customers who want an immediate return? Maybe they have an emergency and they're finding out that they can get back $1,000. What do you do for that?
Okay, well, with modern e-file, taxpayers can expect to receive their refunds within 7 to 21 days. So even in a normal situation, it happens pretty quickly. But for those clients who find themselves in a real bind and just can't wait that 7 days, Liberty Tax offers a loan product. We call it an ICA. And with that product, if you're approved, you can have a portion of your tax refund in as little as 24 to 48 hours. And we've had some that are approved and the money is available the same day. Not everybody, but it has happened. We have a great approval rating because it's not a credit-based loan. They look at your past tax history. So no matter what your credit looks like, you still have the opportunity to be approved. This entire season, I think I've only had one customer who was not approved. Every single other person who applied for it was approved and had their money in 2 days or less.
Well, does that cost the customer money, that loan application? You're saying that it's not credit-based? They don't have to have good credit to get that loan? Who's providing the loan?
That's
Liberty Tax?
It is a financial servicer, and it's one that's partnered up with Liberty Tax. And so they take a look at the amount of your tax refund, your tax refund history. So if you have a history of getting decent-sized refunds and they're not offset for various debts, there's a bunch of things that they look at. And the ultimate decision for approval or denial is between the servicer and the taxpayer. They don't include us. So if a taxpayer is denied, I'm not going to know why. But there is a fee. So when you file with Liberty Tax, if you choose to have your fee deducted from the refund, there's a fee for that. It's $39.95. I think that's pretty much an industry standard. And then if you choose to do the ICA loan, you do end up paying a small amount of interest. It averages about 8 to 9% interest on the loan. So that's significantly less than any of the competition out there. So it's a great product. And for customers who are just in such a tight bind that their only opportunities are payday loans or title loans, this really is a better solution.
Oh, yeah, that does sound better than payday loans or whatever those other kinds of loans are. Andrea, yesterday I had a young lady that I was talking to, and she was telling me that she and her husband are tired of owing the IRS. Do you find that there are people in that predicament that maybe their income is too high, or maybe they don't have a home to claim, or maybe they don't have dependents to claim, and so every year they end up owing the IRS?
We do see those situations. When you are hired at a job, you fill out your tax forms, your W-4, your VA-4. If they're filled out correctly, even if you don't get to itemize or have dependents, you should end up breaking even at tax time. So if you're not breaking even or getting a refund, that means you're just not having enough withheld from each paycheck. And when we meet with, when our customers, after we're done with the whole interview and we've found every possible deduction, exemption, whatever, and they still owe, then we sit and go through their final pay stub with them and offer them guidance on how to correct their tax form so they don't find themselves in that same situation the next year.
Okay, now, Andrea Zank, and please let me just say, you are listening to Blog Talk Radio. I'm Laura Gall, and the name of my show is Laura Gall's Financial Fitness Bootcamp. My guest today is Ms. Andrea Zank of Liberty Tax Services. Ms. Zank is an entrepreneur, and she owns 5 Liberty Tax franchises here in Chesapeake, Virginia. And she is giving us the total lowdown, the 411, on what to do upon having your tax returns prepared before you go into her office, and even what to expect after the taxes are prepared. Now, Andrea, I attend a lot of meetings here in Hampton Roads, let me put it to you that way. And there are people, I mean, I was astonished when I heard about the new tax laws. Now, how do you manage to keep up with the new tax laws?
Tax laws are so complicated, and so many of them change from year to year, it's nearly impossible to navigate. One of the many benefits, and I've already talked about a couple of them, but one of the many benefits of being a franchisee is I have a wealth of tax experts at my disposal, and that includes training. So when new legislation comes down, as a franchisee, I get notifications, I have access to emails and training resources so that I can figure out what's changed, how does it affect me as a business owner, how does it affect my clients as taxpayers, and then I can pass that information along to my tax preparers so we can make sure everybody's in the loop. We're never going to know everything. We're never going to catch every single tax law change that takes place, but we try very hard to learn as many of them as we can and to make sure that we're prepared when our customers have questions.
Okay, well, I'm going to mention the infamous Affordable Care Act. There were deadlines in 2014 in terms of people registering for affordable care if they needed it, as well as I think one of the deadlines went into 2015. Now, Andrea, do you have any information in relation to the Affordable Care Act and how it affects people who are filing for dependents who either have the affordable care services or do not have affordable care services or benefits?
Sure do. Affordable Care Act has been a major challenge. We've, you know, through our interviews, and of course it's tied with the tax return, which is unusual, but we found so many Americans who were uninformed or underinformed about the impact of this legislation on their specific situation. We see so many people who are unaware that they'd be paying penalties from their tax refunds for not having insurance. You know, the major piece of legislation that affects every taxpayer is that everybody had to have insurance during 2014 or pay a penalty when they filed their taxes. So a lot of people didn't realize that. We've spent a lot of time at Liberty Tax in general, but especially at my offices, getting my staff trained up on ACA, on the impact on our customers. I've become licensed to sell health insurance so that I can help customers navigate the marketplace. Or to get off-marketplace insurance if they don't qualify for any subsidies. You know, the simplest way to explain Affordable Care Act is that every American must have health insurance, whether it's through your employer, whether it's through a private insurer, like you go directly to Blue Cross Blue Shield, or whether it's through the marketplace. So anybody who doesn't have that insurance and who doesn't qualify for an exemption, and there are a number of exemptions, they must pay a shared responsibility payment, or what everybody's calling the penalty. So, you know, one of the advantages when you come to Liberty Tax, since we're doing your taxes anyway, we can help you navigate through the confusing exemptions, find exemptions that apply to you. We can help you apply for them because a lot of them are applied for through the tax return. There are some that have an application form that actually has to be sent in, and we can go through all those. And then for those taxpayers that don't qualify for those exemptions, we can give them quotes for insurance if they wanted to procure it on their own so they can avoid paying that penalty. It really is very confusing, and so the best advice I can give to people is if you don't know, don't hesitate to pick up the phone. Every consultation with me or my staff is free. We don't charge to provide ACA information. You can come in anytime. We're happy to talk it through with you. We're happy to help you navigate the marketplace. You know, we just want to make sure that people understand the impact, and we especially want to help people avoid paying those penalties. It's your money to stay your money.
Now, as you mentioned, the Affordable Care Act is definitely a game changer. there are definitely penalties involved, and those penalties relate to business owners. Now, with individuals who applied for a refund, also be penal if they claim something does not have. I'm going to have to get rid of that.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last part of the question.
Yeah, I had a caller who was kind of noisy, so I had to get rid of them. If an individual comes into your office for a tax return and they claim someone who does not have health care, would that person be penalized as well, or would they just not claim a person who doesn't have health care?
Yes, that's a great question. So the penalty applies not only to the taxpayer, but every person on the tax return who does not have insurance.
Now say that again.
The penalty is applied for not only the taxpayer and the spouse, if there is one and the spouse is uninsured, but also every dependent on the tax return who is uninsured. So you're going to pay a penalty on everybody.
She's out in the...
So... no one today, if anyone who goes in to get a 2014 tax return, they must be aware of the effects of the new Affordable Care Act, whether it's on an individual family or whether it's on a small business or whether it's on a big business.
Right. Yep. Good to know.
Okay, that's some good. That's some good information, and the reason I'm mentioning that is because I was really astonished when I heard that folks were going to get penalized if they attempted to claim rather employees or family members who are not who do not have health care coverage.
Yeah, and I think another common misconception is that the penalty is just $95. Well, it could be more than $95. It's $95 or 1% of your AGI for every person on the tax return. So in a lot of cases, it's actually more than $95.
Okay, so what does AGI stand for?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's adjusted gross income. So after we're done doing the tax return and they take your earnings on your W-2s and any 1099s and then apply a couple of different factors, some adjustments to your income, that bottom line is your adjusted gross income. And so your penalty calculation is based on that number. And it's not just a flat $95 necessarily. For some taxpayers it is, but for most taxpayers it's going to be more than that. And that was another common misconception.
Okay, well, Miss Andrea Zank, you are really interested.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take that. Good thing you're in the Liberty Tax Service business, because most of us would not have a clue about all of the information that you've disseminated today. Now, let me just say this. Liberty Tax offers several other services, such as a free tax school, free tax workshop, school visits, fundraising, partnerships with neighborhood businesses for cross-promotion, roadside parties, and numerous community and charity types of events. Did I leave anything out?
No, we also offer bookkeeping services, payroll services. We offer IRS tax debt resolution services. So we really are a one-stop shop.
Now, let me ask you this. We're going to be off the air. We only have about 60 seconds. So, number one, Ms. Andrea Zank with Liberty Tax Services, thank you so much for being my guest on Blog Talk Radio today. My call-in number, as always, is 1-714-242-5273. Andrea, I'm going to have to let you go.
All right. Thank you so much for having me. It's been great.
It's been great. We'll do it again. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Laura.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.